the sign of humanity.
When we discuss this topic of dadas with our friends, they say, we practice humanity and that is enough. They say this and dismiss the matter.
Yes, if they really practiced humanity, then we would refer to them as God. Eating, bathing, drinking tea, that cannot be referred to as practicing humanity.
No, what people refer to as the practice of humanity is to help each other, to do good for someone else, to be helpful to humankind. That is what people understand as the practice of humanity.
That cannot be humanity. Even the poor animals understand and help their relatives. The practice of humanity means that in every situation, one has the thought, how would I feel if this happened to me? If that thought does not first arise, then one is not within the bounds of humanity. The moment someone swears at me, before swearing back at that person, in my mind, I have the thought, if this has caused me so much pain, then if I swear at him, how much pain will he feel? If one admits this and concedes, then a resolution will come about. The first sign of practicing humanity is this. The practice of humanity begins from this point. The beginning of practicing humanity should be right from here. If this beginning is not there, then one has not understood the practice of humanity at all.
As the intent, just as I feel pain, others also feel pain, develop, the unity between people will increasingly develop, won't it?
That will happen. Also, the practice of humanity in its entirety will be uplifted.
Yes, it'll naturally keep on getting uplifted.
It will happen naturally.
Decrease the misdeeds, that is the true practice of humanity.
And many questions get solved through the practice of humanity. The practice of humanity should be balanced. It cannot be considered the practice of humanity if it draws criticism from people. Some people don't need liberation, but everyone has a need for humanity, don't they? If a person starts practicing humanity, then so many misdeeds, pap, will decrease.
The practice of humanity ought to be with understanding.
Pertaining to the practice of humanity, the expectation that we have towards others, that person should behave in like manner, becomes tyrannical many times.
No, everyone should remain within the bounds of humanity. There is no law that the other person has to behave a certain way. It is considered the practice of humanity when one learns to practice it with understanding.
Yes, one practices it with understanding. However, here he tells others, you should behave in this way, you should do this, you should do that.
Who has the right to say such a thing? Is he the governor? One should not say such a thing.
Yes, that is why it becomes tyrannical.
It is definitely considered tyrannical. It is open tyranny. You cannot force in upon anyone. Even now, you can give others the understanding. If you do it this way, then it will be beneficial to you. You will become happy. You certainly cannot compel anyone. Can you?
Elevate your human existence in this way.
How can this be called human? The entire day, they eat and go out and come back, having rebuked a couple of people, and go to sleep at night. Can this be called human? This is a disgrace to their existence as a human being. A human is someone who brings solace to 100 people by the end of the day. One who brings solace to 5 to 25 people, even to 5 people. That is called being human. This is a disgrace to their existence as a human being.
Distribute these books to schools and colleges.
What have these people come to believe? We are human. We are to practice humanity. I said to them, yes, practice it. You have practiced it under misapprehension for far too long. Now practice humanity with the right understanding. The practice of humanity is in fact a very fine thing.
But Dada, their definition of the practice of humanity is completely different. They understand the practice of humanity in an entirely different way.
Yes, there is no good book on this subject. There are some saints and such who write on it, but that does not come into people's understanding completely. So it should be such that they read all about it in a book format. They understand it. Then they will feel, all this that I believe is entirely mistaken. A book on the practice of humanity should be made, and it should be taught in schools to children who are of a certain age. The need for awareness is a different matter, and the psychological effect of humanity is a different matter. If they learn this in school, then they will definitely recall it. If they find something that someone else has dropped, then they will immediately remember. How would I feel if I had dropped something? So the person that dropped this must be experiencing such pain. This is the psychological effect. There is no need for awareness in this. So books just need to be published, and these books should be taught at all schools and colleges to children of a certain age. Moreover, if a person practices humanity, then there is no need whatsoever to accumulate merit karma. Such a person already has merit karma. Books should be written about the practice of humanity, about what the practice of humanity is. Such books should be written, books that people will read even in the future.
This gentleman will write an article in the newspaper, won't he?
No, that will not do. Articles that are written end up being recycled. Books should be published. If a book is lying around in a person's home, then someone who will publish it again will come around. This is why I'm telling you to take a couple thousand copies of such books and the Aptavani and keep distributing them. If one or two last, then it will be of help to people, and everything else will end up going into recycling. Of these articles that are written, even the outstanding ones are given up for recycling the next day by our Indian people. They do not tear out good articles because the weight of the piles sent for recycling will decrease. So if a book is written on the practice of humanity...
Dada must have spoken a lot about the practice of humanity.
A lot. Quite a lot of speech has come forth. We will tell Niruben to extract it. The speech recorded on humanity. Tell Niruben. She will extract the recorded speech and compile it into a book. Humanity is not liberation. After a person comes within the bounds of humanity, the preparations to attain liberation begin. Otherwise, liberation is not an easy thing to attain. Jai Sachidananda.